Joining us now is Puzzle Master Will Shorts. Hello, Will.
Hi, Frank.
Will, it's the middle of February. It's that time of year where there's not a heck of a lot going on. You got any good news? Any big stories up there?
Well, just itching for spring.
Just itching. That's about this time of year, all we can hope for. Can you repeat the challenge for us that you gave us last week?
Yes, I said if you put the letters W-O in front of the word man, you get the word's opposite, woman. And I asked what word becomes its own opposite when you put the letters P-U in front of it.
Mm-hmm. And your answer?
Well, my intended answer was shy. Put P-U in front and you get pushy. Now, interestingly, we had two other answers that almost work. One of them is shover, one who forces his way on others. And with P-U in front, it's pushover, one who lets others influence him. And the other answer I thought was interesting, rebred and purebred, which would be almost opposites in terms of dogs or farm animals.
Very good. Well, with all those possibilities, we received about 1,000 entries to this week's puzzle. And our winner this week, chosen at random as always, is John Lang from Detroit, Michigan. Hello, John.
Hello, Frank.
John, what do you do in Detroit?
I'm a full-time student.
Where are you going to school?
It's a school called Sacred Heart Major Seminary.
So you're going to the seminary. You didn't get any extra help for this puzzle, did you?
No, I didn't.
All right,
no,
so
I didn't.
Everything was on the up and up. Okay.
Absolutely.
How long have you been playing Puzzle?
Well, I've been listening to your Sunday morning show since about August is all. And this is the first time I actually sent in a puzzle.
First time?
First time, yes.
And you're sure you didn't get any extra help? All right. Well, we'll find out. Are you ready to play?
I'm ready to play.
All right. We'll meet John.
Hello.
All right, John. Okay. Hi there. And Frank, today's puzzle is called La La Land. Every answer is a familiar two-word phrase, name or title, in which each word contains the consecutive letters L-A. For example, if I gave you the clue what you might eat the first course of a meal from, you would say salad plate, because both salad and plate contain the consecutive letters L-A. All right. Number one, a religious leader of Tibet.
The Dalai Lama.
Is correct. Number two, site of the 1932 and 1980 Winter Olympics.
Atlanta?
Hmm. Nope, that was Summer Olympics. This is winter. Hmm. And I'll give you a hint, it's upstate New York.
Upstate New York. Lake Placid.
Lake Placid is right. Star of the movie Shane. Famous Western, around 1954, thereabouts.
Of course, I'm just blanking on his name right now.
Yeah.
The Duke, what's his real name?
He has a famous acting daughter named Cheryl.
Oh yeah. There you go. That's what tipped it for me, but I'm gonna All right.
Sounds like I still stumped you, John.
Yes.
Do you have it, Frank?
Alan Ladd?
Alan Ladd is
all
it.
All right.
Not who I was thinking of.
Try this. Jolly Roger. It's also the name of a brand of roach killer.
La Decon.
No. What do you call that thing that they fly on top of pirate ships?
I don't know. I'm stumped on that one, too.
I call you the skull and crossbones.
Well, I'll just tell you, it's a black flag.
A black flag. Oh, yeah.
Black flag.
There you go.
Try this. Electronic security system.
Burglar alarm?
Burglar alarm is right. Astronomical phenomenon that might affect telecommunications on Earth.
Not sunspots, right?
No, but you want another
solar
form.
Eclipse?
Solar is right. What shoots out from the sun?
Oh.
And they say it has effect. It affects things on Earth. A solar. Five letters.
Also, what we might say, Alan Ladd might have had this for acting. It was a certain panache, a certain solar.
Oh boy. You got me on that one.
Go ahead, Frank.
Solar flare.
Solar flare. Different spelling of flare, but that's it, yeah. Try this. Fundamental principle of quantum mechanics.
Boy, I think I need a hint there.
That's Will, you got too much spare time. There's just no doubt about it. fundamental principle of quantum
Physics. I'm just going to tell you this. It's Planck's Law, P-L-A-N-C-K, Planck's Law.
Oh, boy.
Uh-huh. All right, try this. Milan's Opera House.
I don't know that one yet.
Also a famous pizzeria in Brooklyn, I think. La Scala?
La Scala is right.
Okay.
Singapore is at its southern tip. There's some land that juts out on the southeast part of Asia.
A peninsula?
Yeah, and which one?
I don't know.
Do you know this, Frank?
No, I was going to say Malaysia. That doesn't work.
Oh, Malaysian? Yeah, that's basically, it's the Malay Peninsula.
Malay
Peninsula. Okay. Try this one. Singer with the 1965 hit Downtown. What year were you born, John?
Petula Clark.
Petula Clark. Good. Excellent. Where you might learn Amo, Amas, Amat.
Latin class.
Uh-huh. Right. Christmas. Very good. Christmas decorations, for example, in front of your house.
Lawn.
Yes. Lawn what? It's when you got the reindeer and Santa out there.
Lawn ornament is all I can think of.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Lawn ornament.
Seven letters starts with D.
Got an LA in there somewhere, huh?
Yeah. Oh, I stumped on that. It's a lawn display. Oh,
lawn display.
I call it a lawn display.
Okay.
Try this. Manpower used to build the Egyptian pyramids.
Manpower used to
They didn't pay these people to do it, in other words.
Oh, slave labor. Mm-hmm.
Slave labor is right. And your final one, where the winner of the booby prize finishes.
Last place.
Last place is correct.
No, John, your first place in our heart. This was a tough one, Will. This was pretty tough, I have to say. That was great, though. John, and you were fantastic. If we're playing our puzzle today, you get the weekend edition lapel pin, the new Merriam-Webster one-volume collegiate encyclopedia, the Scrabble Deluxe edition from Milton Bradley, and from Times Books, The Puzzle Master Presents, a collection of mind twisters heard here on Weekend Edition Sunday. John, what's your public radio station?
It's 101.9 WDET in Detroit.
John Lang from Detroit, Michigan, thanks so much for playing with us.
Thank you. Goodbye.
And Will, can you give us a new challenge to work on this week?
Yes, it comes from listener Ed Pegg Jr. of Champaign, Illinois. Take the phrase Shetland ponies, drop a letter, and rearrange the letters that remain to get a common puzzle solver's request. What is it? So again, the phrase is Shetland ponies, drop one letter, and rearrange the letters that remain to get a common expression from a puzzle solver. What is it?
And whatever inspiration you have to draw on this week, if you have your answer, then send us a postcard to Weekend Edition Sunday Puzzle, National Public Radio, 635 Massachusetts Avenue, Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20001. Our email address is puzzle@npr.org. That's P-U-Z-Z-L-E @npr.org. Only one entry per person, please. The deadline Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. And we'd like you to include both your day and evening phone numbers, and we'll call you if you are our winner. You get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz, who joined us from New York. Thanks, Will.
Thanks a lot, Frank.